At 16 years old, Oakville's Shorya Grover is already making a name for himself both on and off the basketball court. A player in the Burloak Basketball Club and North Pole Hoops Showcase League, Grover has not only been playing basketball for 6 years but has also taken it upon himself to give back to the community in a deeply meaningful way. "Sports, in simple words, saved my life," Grover said. Growing up, he struggled with his weight, but the sport helped him transform his body and mindset. "I've always been a leader and I've always wanted to inspire people to start playing basketball," he said. Grover's love for the sport began when his father introduced him to basketball when he was in the fifth grade. Despite his father's busy work schedule, Grover says they would watch games together every night, which was their time to bond. From that first introduction, Grover fell in love with the game and quickly became hooked. Now, Grover is using his skills and passion for the game to make a difference in the lives of others. In the summer of 2023, Grover launched a basketball camp in Oakville, offering coaching for young players while supporting a cause close to his heart, taking care of cancer patients. The camp takes place at an outdoor park near St. John Paul Elementary School, with kids ranging from 4 years old to high schoolers participating in hour-long sessions. For $10 per hour, all of the proceeds from these camps go directly to Cancer Warrior, a local nonprofit organization dedicated to helping those battling cancer. The idea for the camp began after the passing of his beloved grandmother, Coquila Grover, in early 2023. "She was my favorite person in the whole world," Grover said about his grandmother. "She was always selfless, always helping others first." From left to right, Shorya Grover, the late Coquila Grover, Grover's grandmother, Shania Grover, Grover's sister, N.S.K. Grover, Grover's grandpa. Submitted by Akanksha Grover. Despite the physical distance, his grandmother lived in India, the bond between the two was strong. Grover shares that she would call him every morning and night, even as her health declined. In the months leading up to her death, Grover's grandmother visited Canada and would come to his basketball games, knowing her time was limited. They spent a few precious months together before she returned to India. Her passing left Grover feeling isolated, especially after losing the daily connection they shared. But he knew one thing: his grandmother wouldn't want him to dwell in sadness. Instead, she would encourage him to help others, especially those facing difficult times like she had. This became the driving force behind the camp. The camps, which run Monday to Friday from late June until late September, have been a hit with both kids and their parents, the teen says. Grover manages most of the coaching himself, save for when the classes are larger than usual, in which he says he calls a neighbor to help. The classes typically run for about an hour and have around 7 kids per session. Whether the classes are held at 6 p.m. or moved to the afternoon due to weather, the goal is to offer affordable and accessible training for all. "Most of the time, the reason kids don't get training is because it's too expensive," he said. "I want to make sure they're included." Grover's sister, Shania Grover, also takes part in fundraising while he organizes his basketball lessons. She contributes to Cancer Warrior by hosting a lemonade stand alongside the camps. Together, they have raised a total of $2,300 in the past 2 summers. Looking to the future, Grover has big plans. He hopes to one day play professional basketball and has plans to apply to U.S. basketball schools. But beyond that, Grover dreams of starting his own formal training camp for young players, keeping the cost low so that more children can benefit. For Grover, everything he does is in honor of his grandmother. "She's my biggest inspiration," he said, reflecting on the impact she had on his life and the legacy he continues to carry forward.